Towards B2 First for Schools. Page 100. Listening. Exercise 1.
You will hear Connor talking about the Royal Mint, where coins are made. For questions 1 to 10, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase.
I'd like to talk to you today about the Royal Mint. I should explain that I'm a numismatist, which means my hobby is collecting coins. That's why I'm so interested in the Royal Mint. It's where all the UK's coins are made. The headquarters of the Royal Mint is in South Wales, in a town called Llantrisant. I've never been there, but I've seen photos and it looks amazing. It's massive. There's no bigger mint on the planet, and it uses the most amazing technology to produce the coins. One thing I should mention is that not all the UK's money is made here. The banknotes are made by the Bank of England, which is a different organisation altogether. The Royal Mint is also extremely old. It was started during the reign of King Alfred in 886. That's more than 1,100 years ago. At that time, there were several mints all over the country. But in 1279, all coins were made in one place, the Tower of London. The mint stayed in London until 1968, when it moved to its current site in Wales. The new buildings were opened by Queen Elizabeth II. As I've already said, the Royal Mint is a really big place. It takes up 35 acres, which is about the size of 23 football pitches. It's also a huge employer, offering jobs to 900 people. As you can see, it's really important for employment in the area. Work at the site goes on for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year. It literally never stops. So it's not surprising that it has the potential to produce 90 million coins a week, which means its yearly output is around 5 billion coins. Of course, that's more coins than the UK needs each year. The mint also makes coins for other countries. Around 60 countries in all get their coins from the UK. So far, I've only talked about coins, but the Royal Mint makes other products as well. One of the things it produces is something called a blank. A blank is a metal disc which is the size of a coin but doesn't have anything printed on it. Blanks can be made into coins somewhere else at a later date. The mint also produces medals and coins to celebrate special occasions. They're always limited editions and can become quite valuable. These are the coins that got me interested in the hobby. I started in 2012, which was a good year because the mint made special coins to celebrate the Queen's Diamond Jubilee and also the London Olympics. I've got them both. Talking of collecting, the Royal Mint has an amazing collection of its own, with examples of almost all the coins it's produced since the 16th century. It keeps them in the Royal Mint Museum, and you can see most of them on its online pages. Unfortunately, you can't visit the museum in person to see the collection. In fact, you can't visit the mint at all. Until a few years ago, you could have a guided tour around the museum, but they stopped them because they were worried about safety. It's a real shame because a trip to the Royal Mint would be my dream day out.